You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're on BFM Breakfast in the studio. We have got Bella and Flo Wilson. Kia ora koutoua, how are you this morning?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
We're good, we're caffeinated. We're here.
Nice.
We made it through the Auckland traffic. We're good to go, baby.
We love to see it. And I'm very excited to chat to you both about an amazing performance that you're putting together. Bella, you've choreographed it. Flo, you've created the music for it. Your siblings as well, which I think is obvious with the name, but also there's some lovely synergy about that, being able to work together. Through those like whānau connections, and it's called Structure. Tell us a wee bit about it, Bella.
Awesome. So Structure is a reflection on, I guess, living in the now and this experience of living in big cities and the kind of structures which dictate our lives. It's definitely quite a reflection on like the capitalist system crumbling and the impact that that's having on our relationships with each other, and the connection to the environment as well. So it's quite a multifaceted work, and it goes on quite a big journey from like some pretty rule-based worlds and quite ordered worlds into some more kind of chaotic things as well.
It feels like dance is a really good way to deal with stuff that's so like linked and complicated and kind of bigger than, you know, you can really explain in an hour or 2 hours or something like that, you know, because you're doing it through your body. How do you kind of manage the process of working with those big ideas and then trying to embody what your response to that is?
Such a good question. And I think, yeah, the power of movement and dance is that we exist in that subtextual kind of space where, you know, we can't always have the words to articulate it, and we're often working in more of a non-linear or abstract way. And I feel like with the world being the way it is right now, where things are so polarized, dance often allows space for that, the gray space or the in-between, or for multiple realities to exist at the same time. In terms of the choreographic process, there's like so many different ways you can approach it. Maybe I can talk about one section, which is quite a cool thing to talk about. We've got a section of the work called The Factory Line, which I saw this amazing video work by Chow Fei at the Gus Fisher Gallery back in 2019, which was like looking inside a Chinese factory, and I was just really mesmerized by the kind of mechanization of the people and like the way that they were sort of really highly structured in their movement through the spaces, like the workers who worked there, and also their interaction with like robots. It was just like this really deep sense of loneliness and isolation. And then obviously we went through a pandemic where we all experienced that a lot, and it's been even more highlighted. So The Factory Line, it was quite a pragmatic way of approaching that. I watched the video and I wrote down a list of all the movements I could see. So I was like, okay, the box drops down, it rotates 180 degrees. And then I made an improvisation score and I tasked the dancers to create movement based on that score. And then from there, we put it all together into this like conveyor belt section, which really repetitive and like, yeah.
That's amazing. For people who maybe aren't familiar, what's an improvisation score in the context of dance? Because it's a really interesting tool, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So it's just a tool that we use to create a world of content, I guess. So you'll say like, here are five things that I want to see within the next 10 minutes, because sometimes if you make something so open, it's like, where do you even start? But it gives you like a base to work around.
Oh, that's so cool. Dance Plant Collective, what's the kaupapa of your, I guess, crew? Because this is your most recent work, but you've done a lot of work in the past. And I wondered what the sort of driving thing that keeps you together and keeps you going is.
Yeah, we graduated together 6 years ago, and then it's been a really organic process, actually. I don't think we started out saying we want to have a long-term collective. We just wanted to make a show together, and we already had, you know, 3 years of relationships and creative stuff we'd been on together. So at that point, we just made that show, and then it became a real sense of like community as well for us. And then over that time, it's just evolved, and we've all had a chance to kind of platform our own interests and then bring in other people. And our overall kaupapa, I think, is that we kind of place our friendship first, and the level of care that we have for each other, but also for our collaborators, is really important. And then and then the work happens second. And yeah, that's kind of always driven how we work.
Mm. Who else is in Dance Plant Collective?
So there's five of us, Brittany and Natasha Kohler, who are twin siblings, and Tui Hoffman and Jazia Howell. Our amazing producer Zoe has actually just taken up a role at Footnote New Zealand Dance in Wellington.
Awesome.
So she's moved on. Yeah.
Great crew. Really good crew. Speaking of part of this broader collective, Flo, I want to ask you about the score that you've created for this, because the last time I saw you both working together was at the amazing Beacon Festival that happened down on the waterfront, where Flo, you were performing in the rave cave of the warehouse. And that was kind of, I guess, your show. It was your billing, but Dance Plant Collective was there embodying a lot of the sounds that you were making.
Yeah.
Tell us a wee bit about how you've approached scoring this work structure.
Well, you know, this one's been a funny one, because when Bella was first developing this work, she was looking for music that could inspire the movement. So I gave her a playlist of like all of my favorite artists that I thought she could vibe on. And then she created quite a lot of material for it, and then was like, oh, hey, do you want to come in and write the music for it? And I was like, holy shit, how am I going to top my favorite artist? This is like kind of destroyed my like confidence before I'd even got in the studio. But it was really, it was a great challenge for me in terms of the composition, and also writing music kind of in reverse to some of the already set material. So I started out with the factory line that Bella's just described. And that one, because it, there was already sort of like a BPM to work with, that one's the most rhythmic and the most structured, if you will, piece. And that was, it was a really interesting process. I feel like in a lot of ways with the music, because there's been parts where the choreographies had to be developed independently, and then I'll go away and respond to that, and then I'll build on that, and then the choreography responds to that. So it's been kind of like table tennis, you know, we've been kind of passing the baton or something. And like we were in studio for the third development, which was at the Wellesley Street Studios, which was grand. And because they were just like, oh my god, can I just say, like, as an improvising musician, being able to be like, make like a noise and see dancers literally go like lunging and like flipping to it. Oh my, the power is like so unreal. It's very addictive.
That's so good.
It's honestly like, yesterday we were in rehearsals and like they were doing the factory line, and I was just like trying not to lose it, because I was like, oh my god, it's so,
I'm
like,
god.
It's just like you just don't get that satisfaction in the, because I can't move like that, you know.
But there's something really wonderful, I think, about, I mean, as I said at the start, like your siblings, you've got, I guess, your whole life of creative relationship to draw on here.
Exactly.
So what's the language like when you're sort of talking to each other in the studio? How do you communicate what you're trying to achieve?
Well, I think there's a lot of sound effects and like a lot of like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, no, sweet. You know, like there's just a lot. Like when we don't notice it, but then it's when someone else is trying to have a conversation with us and we're like, ah. Oh,
yeah.
Right, that's
you
not
don't
obvious.
Understand.
Like, I need to use words now. And
there's a lot of gesticulating.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of like quick raising of eyebrows, which we know means something, but no one else has any idea what we're on about. But it's quite good, because I mean, we in the same way that Dance Plant prioritizes relationships, I think that's been like the basis for us working together.
Yeah.
Because we've worked together before, and Dance Plant has danced to my music that I've made independently. But we haven't like done like such a, oh, and then I came on board for the Unitech Traces show for last year. But in terms of our relationship, like we were always like, well, we're siblings first.
Yeah.
And whatever, and as long as we kind of put that at the forefront, you know, the collaboration will be successful because our relationship is successful.
Yes.
And that's kind of the main, that's been kind of the approach, right?
Yeah, and because also like being from different disciplines, we also do have different languages that we speak. And so sometimes there's like confusion that you have to work through, because we're saying the same thing in a different way. Like for example, dancers, we often count in eights, and Flo counts in bars, like to four.
Yeah.
And we had this, last year we had this amazing situation where I ended up making like a color-coded spreadsheet of the counts of a section.
Oh my god, that's right.
Do you remember that?
That was
because
like
we were
so
trying to communicate what we were saying, the same thing but in different languages. So sometimes there's a bit of that.
It can be quite hard to retrain your brain to think in a slightly different way as well about things like that, like beats and the way you communicate that stuff. Yeah, love a spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's actually peak Bella though, because she's like one of the most organized people I've ever met in my entire life. So when she busted out the spreadsheet, I was like, I love you, but wow.
It's a lot.
And that was great. It was fantastic. It really helped me write that music. But yeah, it's we often have times where we are talking about the exact same thing, but we're just using different language. And then we use our sibling secret language to find
the middle ground.
Yeah.
And also, like, I did grow up in a musical family and played the violin and was in orchestras and stuff and studied music theory. So, like, there's...
Bella knows.
I'd say more than the average dancer. I have, like, a general understanding. But I'm in terms of all of, like, the more tech stuff, I'm not as aware of how it all works. But, I have a deep appreciation for it.
Speaking of the tech stuff, Flo, what have you been making these tracks on? What have you been using as your hard-end software for this?
I create everything on Ableton, which is, you know, just... It's the DAW I've been using for a long time. In the factory line, there's actually samples of a factory which I recorded in 2019, I think. 2018, I think it was. 2019. I went into the Parisian Thai factory and did a work for them. So I used a lot of that sample bank that I created in that factory in the score. And then my voice, I'm a singer, so a lot of the work, like, I'll improvise something vocally and offer that and see if that works. Creatively, yeah, it just kind of like rolls off like the first idea, and then I kind of take it any which way. But there was a cool moment in the Wellesley residency where we got the dancers, the main cast, which is Brett Tash, Kit Riley, Gus Seibin, I got them to sing in the... There's this, like, really good corridor in Wellesley Street Studios, which has ceiling at both ends, and it has an amazing reverb tail. So I was like, you know, I got to get you in there to record you.
Love it.
So I've got when the dancers have solos, I tried to do like little Easter eggs and put their voices in there just like be like, this is your cue, it's your voice, but it's quite disguised.
Yeah.
But that's just something I like to do, like just be like, this is you,
that's
this is your
really
moment,
cool.
This is in the score as well. So yeah.
Oh, exciting stuff. We are going to listen to a track from the score, which is very exciting. This is Finale at the moment. Maybe we're going to be retitled potentially. We'll see. But where and when can people go and see Structure? This is sounding like a really beautiful work. What's the who, what, when, how, why stuff? Where can you go?
Awesome. So we're on at the Ray Friedman Arts Centre at Epsom Girls Grammar School in Central Auckland. The shows are Saturday the 29th and Sunday the 30th of April. You can grab your tickets on iTicket, and we'd love to see you there.
We will put a link in the podcast so people can go find that easily. Thank you so much, Bella and Flo, for popping in this morning. And I'm excited to play this song for you now. We'll see you in the theatre.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks for having us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.